second morning, 5:39 here on Wednesday, July 24th. We're really happy you've decided to start your morning here with us on the Morning Reboot. Kind of as promised, the best week of weather of the summer. So please take the opportunity to enjoy it. In fact, it's 5:39 right now. If there is ever a day, especially when we're in the middle of the week, if you've got some sick days saved up or some vacation you want to cash in, I highly suggest if you want to do something outside and get away, call in sick or call in vacation today, tomorrow, and Friday, because it's going to be San Diego-like. Sunny, in fact, abundant sunshine and mid-80s today, tomorrow, and Friday.
Nice.
Cool.
Wait, is this really what San Diego weather's like?
Yeah, around the calendar.
Apparently, I've been landing on the wrong coast then.
Except in December, where it's sunny and 64. We're the Morning Reboot, Eric Chase and Floyd, sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm. I've been very bad about checking the text messages. My apologies.
Oh, every time you say that, I forget to bring up the...
I tell you that I forget, and then you remember, and I still forget. You can send us a text message, good morning, to our early morning texters, 419-240-1055. We have a very busy show today, lots of guests coming in and out of the studio. We'll hit a rated game a little bit after 6 o'clock. Will I give you Mr. Rogers? I probably will. Some friends from BCAN, the Buckeye Arts Network, Allie and Jordan from, I was going to say TIT with the word, but Trendy in Toledo. We'll play some superlatives with them. We'll do a panel full of BCAN ladies in our 7 o'clock hour, as long as they remember to come. I think Jordan's good. Hopefully Allie, too. And then Jaden reports. Maybe you've seen Jaden, the 11-year-old reporter, out reporting with some of our local news stations and The Blade out at the Mercy Nurses strike and other places. Jaden will join us after 8 o'clock. And Mr. Rogers, quote or not, obviously, he's got a lot of great quotes with kindness, something we definitely need more of in our world. We'll have some fun with that. Good morning. It's good to have you here. 5:41. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hi. Oh, boy. I got new headphones or the headphone jack. I can hear now. They don't care, but I'm just saying, on my end, I'm going to be my best me now because I can hear. I ain't got no complaints. I can hear your voice. I can hear the music mix. I can hear the music on the radio. And it's going to be a good day. I'm in a great mood.
Good.
I went to bed really early last night. Early.
I don't want to be the wet blanket, but something will happen with your headphones that will
wet blanket?
Yeah.
Ooh, wet socks better. I hate wet socks.
I don't mean to be the wet socks.
Blah.
But something will happen. You are hashtag headphone problems.
No, I learned my lesson. Rookie mistake. I'm never leaving them here. They're going to be with me at all times.
You've been doing this every day since December. You're out of rookie territory.
I've been leaving them here. Since December? Mm-hmm. I feel like we were here earlier than that. Now I started in promotions. That's why it feels like it's been forever.
And some podcast stuff here and there. You should know better.
I have a year anniversary coming up. You better leave me alone.
Really?
You're going to ignore me like that?
Yeah. We didn't finish the music mix.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, you couldn't figure out what half the songs were because you forgot.
I want to.
I didn't forget the music mix. You technically, legit, and literally forgot the music mix.
I'm gonna play it one more time.
Oh Lord, we got three.
We got well, and I go back and listen to the podcast. Yeah,
I got two. You barely got the fourth one.
The fifth one.
And you made it
right. I'm gonna play it one time. And then you're going to kick yourself over the two that you haven't gotten, okay?
In my defense, I couldn't hear anything yesterday.
And
let's go.
I apologize. God, it's hot in here today. I'm cranking.
It's warm, and the vent's not covered up either.
I realized, listening back to the podcast, that I've got to be a little bit better with the levels on the board. So I'll do a better job of that, I promise. All right, ready?
Trouble.
Bad Guy, Billie Eilish.
Yes.
That Trouble song is Seven Rings.
Trouble. Oh, it is, isn't it? Yeah, you're right. Oh, I'm so mad right now that you know that's my favorite song. Oh.
Maybe it's not.
Cuss word.
The third one was what?
Poof. Trouble. Turn back time.
Stressed out.
That Honestly, I can't think of everything.
That's what we'll do. We'll do a manic music mix, and what makes it manic is I'll put it together and then leave it alone for 4 days, and then we'll see if we can figure it out. It's like a puzzle.
That's funny.
So Stressed Out 21 Pilots, the fourth song, Jason Derulo, What You Say.
Oh, I don't remember that part, but I know. What did you say? That song, right?
His first single.
So Jason Derulo.
So there was that. 5:44. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. I don't think... Were you going to say something?
No, I was like posing like, oh, I'm in a good mood today. I don't know.
You're very joyful. I don't think... I didn't see much of the mom jean plate nonsense yesterday, at least where I was lurking.
There were like two people outraged on my Facebook, and I hid their updates because they were like going off on real deep tangents. Like they were reaching. You know, like when you argue with someone and then they have this argument that comes out of left field and you're like, huh?
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was yesterday. And I was like, you're just constantly just want to be, your feathers are always ruffled. Feathers don't always have to be ruffled, people.
I think anybody that's been married or in a long relationship can relate to that. That's the kind of argument where you're having over something and then it goes on so long, they rope something else in and kind of uppercut you.
Mm-hmm. That's the uppercut you. Like, they connect with the chin and you're like, what just happened?
So to update you on what we briefly talked about yesterday, I think it was Macy's who was selling some dishware. And on the dishware, there were rings on the plates. And like on the inner circle of the dish, it was foodie. And then the outer one, the bigger it got, was like food coma. And I forget what the other plate was, but the
other one was like going out jeans or something. Like something like being skinny or whatever.
And then the largest ring on the dish was mom jeans. And it started to go on some social media that Macy's needed to stop selling this because they were fat shaming, blah, blah, blah. And I had thought about it in the moment, but then we kind of talked about it, and then I gave it some more thought throughout the day. I didn't know. I don't think mom jeans is a comfort thing so much as a style.
It is, and I think I make more fun of mom jeans when I see them, and just I'm a drag queen. I have some mom jeans because of their high waisted, not because of how you're built,
right?
And like I would be offended if it said like foodie, comfort food, drawstring, elastic.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That way it's implying you need some stretch pants because you can't button up or tie your drawstring or whatever.
It didn't even make sense and to get offended over that.
It really didn't. And I guess it was an online exclusive. So, like, that's what it was. Like, it wasn't like it was in the store displaying it next to, like, a plus-size mannequin or, like, had a plus-size model like, ooh, look at me in my mom jeans. When I think of mom jeans, I don't necessarily think of a bigger woman anyway.
Not at all.
I just think of like the 80s, high waisted, kind of those weird pleated pockets, and like kind of high waters with like penny loafers or fashion bug sandals.
Yeah, not weight or anything.
Not at all. That didn't even cross my mind.
Since it was online and easy for Macy's, I think, to yank, I wonder if it was, who's the place that does the insensitive stuff? They have like questionable clothing language. It's not Forever 21, is it? One of those stores.
Oh, it is. They do. They kind of push the boundaries with some of their stuff. It is. It is Forever 21.
And I think Forever 21, I saw another story that said they were sending out Atkins bars with larger size clothing. So that was that. Okay. So I wonder if Macy's was trying to pull that, knowing that people would talk about them, they'd get a little buzz, and then they'd go, oh, well, we'll take this off.
And here's the thing about it was never out. The Forever 21 marketing, the people who are offended by the stuff, like I said, it takes for a lot for us to get offended. Like, to offend me, I have to be like in a casket. Like, you have to kill me. But like, I think Forever 21, these people who are offended by Forever 21 shouldn't even be on the Forever 21 website. Like, these clothes are marketed towards, like, preteens, teens. Like,
I don't know about that.
Yes, trust me. I've been on the Forever 21 website because they have sales sometimes, and I'm just like, oh, and I like a good graphic tee. But I'm like, their models are literally, like, 15, 16, 17-year-olds. I'm like, oh, this is creepy. I'm 36. Get off this website.
I
don't know where an older man's store is, but that's where I need to go.
Joseph A. Bank.
Now I gotta got that money.
J.C. Penney.
I do like pennies. I like Macy's too.
5:49. Good morning. So, with that, I did see something yesterday that kind of irked me. And we'll do it in a couple of minutes. But another Taylor Swift song hit last night.
I listened to it.
Can I give it to you again?
Yeah.
I'm going to play the whole thing. And it's the mysterious track 5, which in the past has been her deep, vulnerable track, like Dear John, mm-hmm. where she took the shots at John Mayer. So here is The Archer on Q105. 5:53 on Q105, the morning reboot. That is brand new from Taylor Swift, the third release from her album that comes out next month called Lover. That's the mysterious track 5 called The Archer, new on Q105, the morning reboot. The musicality, I love it. It's very, we were talking about Neverending Story. Mm-hmm. It had that cryptic sound to it.
It has that, it sounds like that 80s song. You always
forever do, well, Donna Lewis is 90s.
No, the background music. Yes. Is that 90s? Whatever. Yeah. I was like 7.
I don't know what that's about. And add that to the long, lengthy list of songs where I can't decode the lyrics.
Oh, Donna Lewis? This one?
I know.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait a minute. She's enunciating that song. But no, this one is just, it's like if. It has like McLaughlin vibe. Like, it's just,
it's enchanting.
I don't dislike it. It's but like, I also, it is not like, ooh, I can't wait to like veg out and jam the music and put this on a playlist. You know what I mean?
First song since the Scooter Braun stuff. So there's clearly meaning. And I guess you listened to the song?
I did, because I, on one, whatever I subscribed to, I think it was like Billboard or Rolling Stones. Like, they always give me like email updates of like what comes out of, because I like do like the little thing, like all the artists, and like, artists you may know, Taylor Swift just released this thing. I was like, oh, okay, let me listen to it. And I was like, oh. And it went.
Because the video that got released is a lyric video.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So I should probably look at the lyrics.
Okay.
5:54, good morning. You can text the show this morning and get in early, 419-240-1055. Really take the rest of the week off if you can, because it's going to be a beautiful week. Maybe some of the best weather of the summer. It's Eric and Floyd, 419-240-1055. So the one thing that kind of bugged me yesterday, I was running around doing errands, and I made the horrible mistake of going, trying to get to Monroe Street. It's getting worse, and I get it. It's construction season, and wet weather pushed everything into one thing. I found something that the DeSalle Bridge, and we'll get to it in news around 6:30, over 75 for, I think, today, and maybe beyond it, depending on how much gets done, will be closed in the midday. So that's over 75, or 75 over downtown, will be closed for 20-minute intervals a couple of times. Like, closed. Like, you will sit on 75 near the casino and just past, like, Collingwood going south.
For 20 minutes?
Yep.
So just avoid it altogether if you can. Yes. I mean, to be honest.
Because they don't know when it'll close.
Who's to say the 20-minute interval is, like, 4? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then, like, you're like, oh, 4:20, I'm ready. And then you're like, now here it is, 4:45. Yeah. I'm still here.
Avoid it.
That's crazy.
I made my way to Vitamin Shop yesterday, and I had to grab something, and I was waiting to be taken care of at the counter, and I look down, and I see, obviously, everything in there is supposed to be somewhat healthy, nutritious food, high protein, blah, blah, blah. And I look down at the counter, and near the counter is where all the impulse buy stuff is in any store. And I see this M&M protein type thing, snack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bag that's like the size of 2 vending machine bags.
Okay.
And it says 40 grams of protein. That's a lot. That's a lot. Like, my protein shakes when I come home from the gym are, I make big protein shakes. So it's about that. But so it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that can't be right. Like, that's M&M's. There's got to be. And I think it said something about, like, low sugar and low this, low that. But 40 grams was in big font up top.
Uh-huh.
And I picked it up. And granted, under the 40 grams in the small font, it says, in the whole bag. So to get those 40 grams, you have to eat, I think, all 8 servings.
Mm.
So to get that 40 grams of protein, which would be very filling for almost everybody, you'd take in that whole bag, which would then be about 700 calories. So I know people get upset about anything on the internet when it comes, like, the mom gene thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I get a little irritated when companies try to trick you into things like that, into making purchases. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're smart and you can like vet through things, you can figure things out.
Right.
But there's so much, like you can walk through the supermarket, through any supermarket, and find 10,000, I don't want to say mislabeled, but sketchily labeled things to trick you into thinking it's something and it's not. Like I hope people know the low fat thing and a lot of other things they're not a scam, but you better read the things.
Something that my mom taught me growing up, or like when my sister and I started becoming teenagers and like buying our own stuff, she always said read the small print first, because the small print is kind of just like, hey, it's in here, but see the details on the back. And then you go to the back, you're like, oh, okay. It's kind of like your situation, like 40 grams. You're like, oh, that, as a fit guru, you're like, oh, I can do this. And then you read the bottom, you're like, in the whole bag.
Right.
Like, you definitely, when we started grocery shopping for ourselves, my mom would always say, read the labels and read the small print first, because the small print will lead you back to where you need. Your small print will always lead you back to the bold print.
Good for Donna.
Yeah.
Look at that. I didn't know until I was older, because my mom bought us all like microwave food and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah when I was a kid, and she wasn't a very good cook. But I learned as I got older and to do food shopping. And I enjoy going food shopping.
Uh-huh.
I like it for a variety of reasons, but I also, whatever. Stay around the outsides of a supermarket and like the perimeter. Mm-hmm. That's where the better food is. And then when you go down the aisles, that's where the junk food is.
It's a metaphor. When you get inside the belly, that's where all the stuff you want to put in your belly.
Give me some more. Oh, we should do Donna Wisdom.
Donna Wisdom.
What's the wisest thing she ever said to you? Lloyd, you don't need another one. Don't drink that.
Like, are we going to be deep and like deep that she would do? It's a cuss word, but I won't say it. She said, never give a F about what people think about you. She always instilled that since we were kids. But like, yeah, that was always her thing. That was always her recurring thing. Like when we would come home upset, like, why do you give a pfft what people think about you? And we're like, because these pfft don't matter. She, my mom's favorite cuss word was the F word. As she got older, it's now the S word. Ship.
She is a wise woman.
She is.
She is a wise woman.
Now I'm going to think about what some other wisdom. I'm going to make a list.
A list of sage Donna wisdom. The Morning Reboot, Wednesday, July 24th. Welcome to the show, sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. We'll get to a rated game in less than 15 minutes on Q105. Q104. 614 on Q105. You're just tuning in. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd. We've got a new Taylor Swift song to get to you. We'll have it before 7 o'clock. It's called The Archer, the mysterious track number 5. So there's definitely some meaning and some thoughts on Taylor's mind that she wanted to get out there. It's very Enya. Did I say it? It sounds like Taylor meets Enya.
Taylor, Enya. It was like a little McLaughlin to it.
Okay. If you ever miss any part of the show, please get subscribed to the podcast so you can get all the content that we do each and every day for each episode. You can text Eric to 419-240-1055. The new episode gets posted every day just before 10 o'clock. No songs, no commercials, and it's all yours. By the way,
yes.
We have some guests coming in from Trendy in Toledo. You know what that acronym is. Allie and Jordan will be here from BCA, and we'll do some superlatives with them, a panel full of BCA and ladies, and a very special happy birthday to Jordan's mom, Terry.
Happy birthday, Terry.
The number one mom in the 419.
Second. Right. I was like, how dare you?
Sorry.
My mom's about to text me in about 5 seconds.
The number one white mom.
There we go.
In the 419. The number one mom that I don't want to have intimacy.
Ew!
All right, let's hit a rated game.
Okay.
You know how this works. Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Here we go.
First one, let's go back to the drama from the other night. Mr. Rogers.
He's properly rated. He is.
How kind of you.
Hello, kids.
Tarta.
Underrated. They need to be overrated, but they're just underrated. Help them.
Praying.
Overrated.
You heathen.
Oh, no, not heathen. Like I said, I believe in a higher power. I have conversations.
Back to PBS. Cookie Monster.
He is properly rated, but could also be underrated because he doesn't take the spotlight like Big Bird and Snuffy.
He Snuffleupagus?
Snuffy. Yes.
He mixes in vegetables now, right?
No, they have a veggie monster, but we didn't accept him into the circle.
Got it.
They're trying to push him. We don't want him.
Next up, inspirational quotes.
Those are so underrated.
Tater tots.
Ooh. Overrated.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have tater totter rights
crusaders.
Activists.
Here we go.
Yeah.
That's my potato, boy.
The rated game. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Makeup.
Ooh. It depends on who applies it to their face, because sometimes it's overrated, sometimes it's underrated. So it depends on who's applying it, but I'll say for me personally, it is properly rated.
So I can lick my thumb and then like wipe your eyebrow off.
Yeah,
like, that's bad, yeah. Right?
Don't do that. Girls don't like that.
I know, but
but if your eyebrow is shiny, that's an invitation for me to be like, is your eyebrow fake?
Or if it looks like something in an old geometry book because of all the sharp 90-degree angles.
No! If your eye has a remainder. Your eye should not look like the pie symbol.
The rated game. Next up, dessert.
It's properly rated.
Way overrated.
It's properly rated because people who want dessert get it. The people who don't.
Mediterranean food.
Ooh, underrated.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Because when you want to go out to eat, that's never like on someone's... They were like, oh, let's go for steak, chicken, or like Chinese or Mexican. Like, no one ever says, let's go get Mediterranean. But then when you do it, you're like, which I've never done it, but like when I at somewhere and it's catered, I'm like, oh, crap. No, this place is right in our backyard.
You're right. It's not one of the first places you think of.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, we should go to Biblos or Sedone or Grape Leaf. And that's like, oh, why didn't we think of that?
Yeah. After the fact.
Elizabeth Warren is coming to visit next week.
Here?
Yeah.
Like in the studio?
I wish. Could you imagine?
I just got so excited.
Can we play the rated game?
Oh, with her?
Yeah, or like Throwback Thursday. Or I think she's going to be here. She's going to be here on Monday. Could you imagine Janet giving her a reading?
How do we get her here? I'm on it. I got people. I started stuttering. I was like,
I asked Nick, and he's like, what kind of power do you think I have? I don't know. I mean, council person, ask.
He's a council person, not the mayor.
She'll be here. We'll get to that, and we'll get more about that bridge closing over 75, as well as some TARDA news about their GM. A pretty ironic but sad story on the way before, right around 6:30 on Q105.
Q105 track. Go. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Let me make sure I have the story at the end here. Oh, yeah. I have one not local story at the end, which is going to... It's a terrible story, but I feel bad for the person because they need to get help.
Okay,
we'll get to that at the end. As I mentioned before, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democratic candidate for president, is, before she's coming to Detroit, she's headed here. The Massachusetts senator is the first presidential candidate to visit Toledo during the 2020 election cycle. Her stop in Northwest Ohio comes before she'll appear on stage July 30th in the first night of debates at the Fox Theater in Detroit. Her event is being held 6:30 Monday at Custom Training Solutions in Toledo, a technical training center affiliated with Northwest State Community College. Over at West Scott Park Drive, and doors are at 5 p.m. You gonna go see her?
I have no idea where that is. when you said that, I go, oh, I'm trying to go to my GPS in my head. Don't know where that is.
It's kind of, I think it's, if you go past Hill Avenue into the UT Scott Park.
I know where that
area,
is. Okay.
Everything's very industrial over there.
Yeah.
I think it's in that area.
In the area. Okay.
She, I guess, is running second behind Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders at this point.
She's up there with him.
Yeah, she's certainly been a high-profile candidate in the running of this so far. If you commute to downtown over the next couple of days with the DeSalle Bridge, be prepared for delays for the next couple of weeks. ODOT say I-75 northbound will be completely closed for about 20 minutes twice a day. So it could fluctuate, but around 11:45 and around 3:45, we'll see those 20-minute roadblocks and then open them back up to traffic, according to the ODOT spokesperson. From the 23rd to the 27th, if you travel northbound on 75, between 12 or 4, maybe a good idea to avoid that bridge. The northbound lanes will be closed overnight as well from Monday the 29th to Wednesday the 31st from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Like, I understand we're getting the information. I'm just thinking about families traveling, getting their last vacation time in the summer, and they don't know about this. They're like, just sitting there for 20 minutes.
What about people that are trying to get to work or to appointments or don't know about this?
That's what I'm saying. Like, but if you're at least family, we know, but like...
On a family vacation, like, you're off. I mean, someone who is in the need to get somewhere.
I mean, then they should know this is happening if they take that route, if they're going to work. I gotta say, if you know and you plan this out, you should know this.
I'm saying if you don't know, you only know.
That's what I just said. If you don't know this is happening, like, say a family from Detroit is on their way to, like, Columbus for something or visiting family members at BG.
But I'm saying if, like, you need to get somewhere for work or an appointment or something important and you don't know, if you're on a family vacation, you're probably not in a rush.
But I'm saying if you have an appointment, you know what time you have to leave by. You should know this is happening. You should plan this out.
Never mind.
You're saying if you don't know this is happening. But if I know that I have an appointment next Wednesday, I'm going to look at my route and be like, oh, this is going to be closed for 20 minutes. So I educated myself to get there on time.
Right. But not everyone will know, and I feel bad for them.
Oh, well, I think we both have points here.
Buddhist temple members have to wait another 2 weeks to learn whether or not they'll be able to move over to the Imogene Road location in West Toledo. The temple site plan was approved at the planning and zoning meeting before, but it was appealed by the neighborhood association because of concerns about how the temple is going to be used outside of worship times. According to Councilman Tyrone Riley last night in a council meeting, they live in a very quaint, quiet, peaceful neighborhood, and they wish to keep it that way. Eight council members voted against Riley's motion, an indication they wanted to make a final decision on the temple last night, but nine were needed to stop the delay. Riley, Cecilia Adams, Larry Sykes, and Gary Johnson voted to push back the vote on the project, so now the earliest the council could make the final decision is August 6th.
As someone on the outside looking in, now it's just annoying.
I'm curious what the neighborhood is concerned about what will happen outside of the worship times. Like, that they'll be bringing in circuses and traveling carnivals?
I don't know what that means either. Like, look at any other church. They're vacant, what, Monday through Sunday? Unless they have, like, worship times, like, during the week, like, or Bible study. But they're not bringing in crazy traffic that they're thinking.
You know, those wild and crazy Buddhists. They'll do anything for a buck, and before you know it, the parking lot is overrun.
What are they going to do? Silent prayer you to death? I don't know. At this point, I'm just like, I know I don't live in the neighborhood, and it's my ignorance, but now I'm just like, either they find somewhere else to go, or it seems like the residents have the same argument, but there's nothing to back it up. Like, we want to keep our neighborhood quiet. Buddhists are very quiet. They're the quietest out of all religions, to be honest.
But they bring in these rock concerts on a Wednesday.
How dare they?
Here's Gwar with the Buddhists. This is a sad story as well, but not the one I was alluding to. Tata GM James G pleaded not guilty to OVI charges in court yesterday morning. He was arrested in Waterville last Friday. Police found him, and he heads the all of Tata, sitting in his Ford Escape outside his Farmview Drive home after a 911 caller reported a vehicle of the same description driving erratically and hitting things while headed towards Waterville from downtown Toledo around 10:30 at night. When questioned, he told police he had previously drank three beers. Officers noticed he smelled strongly of alcohol and began running him through roadside sobriety tests. He struggled with the test at one point. He began to fall over. He got arrested for drunken driving, and they drove him to an Ohio State Highway Patrol post for further testing. He refused to take a breathalyzer. He was issued a citation before police drove him back to his home. So there's irony involved that the guy who oversees our public transit was pulled over for DUI. Now, it's not like he could call a TARDA to take him home, but... Look, we're well into the era of ride sharing with Uber and Lyft. There's less excuse than ever to get a DUI.
I just don't know what he was thinking. I get people make mistakes, and those mistakes happen. I know people just don't think that way, but you can't do that. You just from Toledo, downtown Toledo to Waterville. First off, you're crazy.
Yeah, that's all the way down the trail.
That's a long way to drive with one eye open and try to stay in the lane.
Yep.
That's you. You're lucky you got caught. Like it worked in your favor this time. It could have been.
Well, he made it. That's all. He made it a long way.
That's what I'm saying. Like you, this worked out in your favor this time. Other people aren't so lucky. So use this as a learning experience. Like, do the classes. Do whatever time you need to do this. Don't do it again because next time it could be your life or someone else's.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, you walk away with a bump and someone's planning a funeral.
I like to do the math, and I know there have been billboards saying, you know, DUI or something like this, or buzz driving. It's going to cost you like anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000. You could do that, and you could do the other math as well. How much would that Uber, even if that Uber ride cost you $50, it's less expensive than putting people's lives at risk. Or even, like, I know sometimes if you're parked downtown somewhere, you're afraid of getting ticketed or towed, so the tow costs you $250. You don't kill anybody, and it's a hell of a lot less expensive than losing your license, losing your job.
But get that $25 ticket. You know what I mean? Like, that's...
Get towed. Ah,
what was he thinking? He wasn't thinking.
Local fire departments are teaming up to help one of their own. Toledo firefighter Miguel Castillo was recently diagnosed with a rare form of cancer, and he can't work due to in-hospital treatments. Springfield Township firefighter Todd Boatfield organized the 419 Music Fest to help out Castillo. Cover charge is $5, and all that money is going to go to help Castillo and his family. There will be 16 bands inside and outside of Dexter's Bar on Manly Road in Maumee, as well as food trucks and a beer tent. Toledo firefighters Local 92 started a GoFundMe page as well to help out Castillo. The fest is Saturday, August 3rd from noon to midnight. Castillo is a 20-year veteran of TFD and also a retired military veteran. He served in the Marine Corps and the Air Force. Mm. So that's 419 Music Fest. Kind of reminds me of Acoustics for Autism, which happens in Maumee. So if you'd like to help out there, August 3rd.
Step up as a community. Yeah.
Food trucks, there you go. And $5 to get in, well worth it for a fun day. Mac Media Day, Mid-American Conference Media Day, happened yesterday in Detroit and UT. As usual, Toledo is picked to do quite well to win the West Division in the Mac. And Bowling Green is predicted to finish last, sixth in the Mac East Division, well behind the projected favorite of Ohio. Hmm. Who do you pick?
Toledo.
Do you?
Rocket.
They've been so consistently good for like the last 10 years now. It's pretty special. Here's the story that I alluded to, that it's a little funny. It's wild. It'll trend. It'll be viral. But it's sad because something's wrong with this woman. A Georgia woman is facing multiple charges, including aggravated robbery and armed assault, after she fired a gun into a McDonald's floor because she received cold fries. She originally left McDonald's with her order on Monday, but returned and said her fries were cold. The TV station, citing the restaurant owner, said the manager went to get new fries and the woman went into the kitchen, firing a shot into the floor. They gave the woman a refund and she left.
What?
Yeah, the woman, 27-year-old Lillian Chantel Tarver, said an officer saw her leave the McDonald's in a car at a high rate of speed, and she initially refused to pull over. Tarver surrendered after a 10 to 15 minute chase. Officer said there were no injuries in the incident. It also said Tarver fired at McDonald's, but didn't confirm if it was because she was upset over her cold fries. So whether it just makes for a good story or it actually happened, that's a person with some problems.
I'd be damned if I lose my life over a cold potato. Over a potato. Ma'am, buy your own potatoes and cook them at home. Girl, what is wrong with people?
McDonald's fries are so good, though.
Yeah, but they're not worth someone losing a life over. Girl, get your life together. Ooh, that made me so mad.
This story will get even bigger if we're fortunate enough to have the surveillance or the CCTV of it. My God. My fries are cold. Look, I understand getting...
Pow! You wouldn't even give time to explain. Like, it was just... Like, ma'am, I can go get you... Oh, you shot me in my chest. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, okay.
Since you shot me, I'm going to throw in a milkshake. And you know what? Some custard, because the machine's working.
You want a Lion King toy with your Happy Meal too, ma'am? Like,
6:41. The new Taylor Swift song is on the way before 7 o'clock. 6:53. Floyd hit the nail on the head with the new Taylor, the Archer on Q105. We were throwing Enya, Donna Lewis, but now...
Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
It has that... Morbid, that's the word I'm looking for. Like
morbid? It means death.
It, it didn't bring me to life.
When we wrap up this segment and get into some commercials, can you go to our Q105 Facebook page and watch the lyric video and figure out what her you know mysterious shade is about in that song? Because it's track 5 from Lover, which hits next month, and track 5s in the past have been her shade songs. Dear John and All Too Well. So these heart-wrenching love ballads where she gets things off of her chest, and maybe there's some shade baked into that. But a new Taylor song right there after Me and You Need to Calm Down.
You Need to Calm Down.
So more Taylor on the way. Another famous female, Margot Robbie. She gets ready for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and her Sharon Tate appearance this week with Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. She's been talking about a little bit, obviously, that movie and why she took it on and why she wanted to play Sharon Tate, but also why she's going to play Barbie.
Oh, that is coming up. We talked about this a few months ago.
Yeah, and what do we want from that?
I forgot.
The Barbie song.
Oh, you know there would be a new reimagining of it.
Give us Aqua again.
Yeah.
And I want Aqua to do it, please. why is she bringing the character to life? I think it's a great opportunity to put some positivity out in the world and a change to be aspirational for younger kids. Noble. I hope it works out.
I don't know the angle of the Barbie movie. How, like, what would she do?
Right.
Like, Barbie's had, like, at least 150 careers. Like, which Barbie career are we going to pick? Like, how's it going to go? Like, is it like a Barbie origin? How she got Skipper and her other little sisters and Kent? I'll be there to see it because I'm interested to see how this is going to play out.
It would be interesting. It was more like a fantasy thing. Mm-hmm. Like, a doll comes to life as a person.
That's life size.
Is it?
That movie was already made okay. For Disney Channel.
Yeah, I was thinking of like other like 80s type movies. Remember Mannequin?
Oh, I do.
We will be together. I don't remember anything, but
that's a song from the song. Yeah.
Yes. So if it was like more like a fantasy movie, it might be a bit more of a draw. And then hasn't Barbie become more normal looking rather than like extravagantly gorgeous over the years? And there's been different ethnicities and different sizes.
Yeah, I just want to know who's going to play ethnic Teresa.
I don't know who that is.
She is the Latina's friend.
Well, hopefully all
my sister had Barbies galore. So
it's the
Can I use my sister to go see the Barbie movie? That way I don't look like the weird black guy.
Sure,
by himself.
And men can come because there'll be a G.I. Joe appearance. Same toy company, right? Didn't your toys play with her Barbies?
So are we talking about this right now?
Yeah.
My G.I. Joes will always seize my sister's Barbie dream home and kick Barbie out on the curb, and they just sit there lounging while the Ninja Turtles were the cooks in the kitchen. Yes, that is Floyd Anderson in 5 seconds.
And if you made a video of that now and put it on YouTube, it would have 10 million views. Jamie Lynn Spears is famous for
Zoe 101.
Yes.
And getting pregnant at 16 on her TV show.
It might come back. According to TMZ, executives are doing everything they can to bring back Britney's little sister. TMZ said there would be some major changes to the show if it were brought back after 11 years since it's been off the air. The rebooted sitcom would apparently follow Zoe's adult life as a mother in Southern California. Like Jamie in real life, Zoe would likely be about 28 years old in the sitcom, and the report says the show would be Zoe with an edge. Any interest to you?
No.
Right.
Not at all. I did watch that show, though. I'm not going to lie.
Did you follow or see anything? Probably didn't watch a very good show that was, snubbed a little bit in some Emmy nominations and some other awards, but won elsewhere. Julia Roberts, Homecoming on Amazon Prime.
Oh, I knew of it. I knew of it. I didn't watch it.
We talked about it because it got a lot of award nominations, but in others it missed out on. So Julia Roberts was only signed for one season. So the replacement character for hers is Janelle Monáe.
Ooh.
She'll take over the leading role in the drama from executive producer Sam Esmail, who does Mr. Robot. Roberts only had one season in contract for the series. Monáe will portray a tenacious woman who finds herself floating in a canoe with no memory of how she got there or even who she is. Season 2 will further... Spoilers! Season 2 will further explore the storyline that was teased in the Season 1 finale post-credit scene that featured Colin Belfast and his newly minted Geist Group superior, Audrey Temple, squaring off. Homecoming was Julia Roberts' first TV series regular role. It was only for a one-season commitment, and it was based purely on Amazon Drama's creative storyline.
Hmm.
Roberts, who many in the industry observe was among the biggest snubs in this month's Emmys, will still remain as an executive producer. Janelle Monáe is a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter, producer, and actress. Her credits include Moonlight and Hidden Figures. She next takes on the role of Lady in Disney Plus's live-action feature of Lady and the Tramp. And I think the trailer or teaser just hit for something else she's a part of, the Harriet Tubman biopic.
Oh, it looks so good. Yeah, she plays, I don't know who she plays. I don't know why I felt like I...
Who plays Harriet Tubman?
Cynthia Vivo.
I don't know who that
she's
is.
She's from Broadway. She's okay. From The Color Purple, and she's done a lot of stuff in New York, in theater.
We repeatedly talk about how I take things... I'm very... You've seen The Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very Drax.
Yeah.
Very literal. When I was a child learning about it, I thought the Underground Railroad was literal.
I don't think you were the only one.
Okay, good.
As a young black child, I was like, that sounds like fun. And my mom was like, no, it wasn't fun, Flynn. Like, but a railroad trip? Come on.
I know.
Like, because you just have that six-year-old mentality. You're like, I want to go on the Underground Railroad. And I was like, no, you don't. And I go, why are you? Kind of like when I was younger and I always wanted to go to the Ronald McDonald House. And she's like, no, you don't. And I go, yes, I do. I like McDonald's. I like the Playland. Like, because as a kid, you think, and then as you got older, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Why didn't you correct me? She goes, I tried to. You were six. And I was like, okay.
One final quick story. Our friends from BCAN, Jordan and Allie and Trendy in Toledo will drop by shortly. Just one super fast story. A lot of Brad Pitt stuff, or as much as we can get out of him as we lead up to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino's ninth movie that comes out Friday or Thursday night. He's not on Instagram. And his quotes about it were, never going to happen. Well, I never say never. Life's pretty good without it. I don't see the point. Very succinct.
I mean, good for him. Doesn't really need Instagram. Right. Everyone follows him everywhere. He's on every entertainment news show. He's always in News Weekly. His Instagram is like the papers. He's good.
And outside of Jennifer Aniston and other people he's been connected with, he avoids drama.
Oh, for sure.
Good PR people.
Yeah.
The Morning Reboot, Eric and Floyd, were brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Our friends Allie and Jordan will be by shortly. We will do some superlatives with them. We'll make them face off in less than 15 minutes. 7:14 here on Q105. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot. We're glad you're here with us. Got to remember to text. I haven't checked the text messages. I keep forgetting. You can text the show anytime, 419-240-1055. You can call as well. We'll do a panel full of some ladies after 7:30. We've got a studio filled with guests today. I've got cobwebs in my head. My head is all filled up with nonsense today, so forgive me if I'm not focused. I don't know. Maybe I'm just like too taken aback by all this nice weather we're having now. Not used to it.
It's beautimous.
It is. Our friend Jordan Tomasi from BCAN, BCSN is here. But no, Allie?
No, she couldn't come today. So it's just me. I hope that's okay.
No, it's fine. We were expecting both of you. We had one thing set up, and I think we can get to some of it in a couple of seconds. You'll stay till about 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah, or
a little
bit
before then. Okay. Could have brought the birthday girl.
Yes, it's my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Terry Tomasi. Thank you for listening.
Whoa, T-squared.
The number one, my favorite white mom in all of the 419.
The number one mom. I love your Facebook post to her. It was so cute.
I'm a big fan of hers. Well, I'd say my number one white mom because there's Donna.
Yes, yep.
So,
yep.
It's okay.
Donna's number one, too.
She's black. We got best of both worlds.
Is there anything going on for your mom's birthday? How does Terry Tomasi celebrate her birthday?
We are going to Ventura's tonight. We love just good Mexican food, so we're going there tonight. And yeah, then we're going to have dessert and just open presents. Okay. And shower my mom with love.
Did you get her anything?
I did, yes. I can't tell you because she's listening, but I did get her something.
I've never been to Ventura's. Maybe I'll pop in for a surprise.
Come with us. We'll be there at 6:30.
He's going to jump out the cake.
Yes. Right. Hello.
And I will remove the sombrero and show her. So happy birthday to your mom. If you don't know, Jordan is from BCAN, BCSN, Trendy in Toledo.
Yes.
What have you been working on with that? Has it been slower during the summer or busier?
It's actually been busier. We just met with this girl named Caitlin, and she started this kind of like movement in Toledo called Withdraw the Straw. So basically,
yes, we know her.
Yes. Yeah, she's awesome. I love her. So basically what she's doing is she's going around to local coffee shops and asking them to switch out their plastic straws, you know, to hay, metal, paper, anything. I mean, I think there's bamboo ones too, just any plastic alternative. So
yeah, she's doing a great job
to get the world a cleaner place. Yeah, she's doing amazing.
I was at Bars Public House the other night and I was waiting for a friend, but I said, can I grab a water, please? And I got a water and then there was no straw or anything. And then it reminded me why I think we got so straw-centric over the years, because there were so many dirty glasses.
Oh,
and we didn't want to like stick our lips where other people's lips have been.
Right.
But hey, look, as long as the glasses are clean, you don't need any kind of straw.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do it like you do it at home where we don't usually use straws, right?
Right.
Before we get into what Floyd had planned for you and Allie, don't worry, you'll be fine.
It's cool. I made it. So, you know, it's so very nervous. Like PG-13.
We are not going to embarrass you on your mother's birthday.
Good.
We've been playing the new Taylor Swift song. You're a big Taylor fan.
I am.
What is hiding in the lyrics of The Archer?
So I've only listened to it a couple times because I've been so busy, but since it came out last night. But I guess like track number 5 is always her most vulnerable track on all of her albums. So it's where she can really open up. So I haven't listened too much to the lyrics, so I can't really help you out on that one.
we'll play it again and you can listen and give us your feedback. Yeah, it's been like her most emotionally filled track on previous albums. I forget the one, but that was the John Mayer song going back couple of albums.
Oh, Dear John. Yeah, and then All Too Well's from Red.
That's the one.
That's
the
great
one.
Song.
So, and this is the first release since the Scooter Braun dust up, and I don't know if they're connected. I forget. She released the track listing for Lover, right? Or she didn't?
No,
she didn't release the track list.
So she might have written this song after the Scooter Braun stuff and slapped it on.
She definitely could have.
Okay. It's 7:18 with the Morning Reboot on Q105. We wanted to do Allie and Jordan superlatives.
Oh my
Floyd God. had a list of things.
I love it.
Like, a great list.
Most likely to blank. I had some ones that might offend your mother, so that's why.
Yeah, and now I found out it's your mom's birthday. We're gonna do like not the, and she's listening, right?
Yeah, she's listening.
Yeah, we're gonna keep it PG.
Not gonna embarrass you. So you'll have to be as truthful as you can. Would this be something that would be you or would be Allie?
Okay, yeah.
So feel free to sling all the mud at her you
act
want.
Like I'm Ellen. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Okay.
Who is most likely to listen to classical music in the nude?
Oh, I mean, I feel like Allie, she loves like classical music and stuff like that. I've never listened to classical music, so I'm just going to go with Allie.
All right, okay.
You ask a nude question right as we say.
How dare
that's
you.
My only dirty one. The other ones I will disregard. Who most likely has the weirdest phobia out of you two?
Probably Allie.
What's she afraid of?
It was funny. We were at an event last night, and she said something like she doesn't like to hug people or like be touched. And I was like, oh my gosh, I think I've hugged you like a million times accidentally, so I'm so sorry.
All right. Who is most likely to yawn during an interview?
Oh, me. I yawn all the time. And that's like I'm just always tired or I always feel like I need coffee, and it's not an insult to like the person we're interviewing. I always yawn. So.
Okay, all right. Who is most likely to die first in a horror movie?
Oh, man.
Allie, she's the blonde.
No, I mean, Allie's pretty, she loves horror movies and she watches them all the time, so I think she would learn stuff from doing that. I'm not a huge horror movie fan, so I think I would be like the one
sacrifice
to just.
Yourself.
Yeah, just take me now. I'm ready. Right.
Allie seems to have like good street savvy.
She is. She's very street smart, so definitely Allie all the way.
What's that? Is it the Geico commercial? We've got to hide in the dark, scary barn.
Oh, yeah.
Not go to the cemetery.
That would be me 100%.
All right. Since you're both in relationships, she's married and you have a boo.
Yes.
Who is most likely to leave their current relationship for their celebrity crush?
Oh my gosh. I don't know her celebrity crush.
Who's
I don't
yours?
Even know. I have a couple. I like Drake. Danny Amendola.
So you.
I don't know. Sure, maybe.
All right, here we go. The one that's going to cause the rift in the duo.
Okay.
Who's the most trendiest?
Allie. Allie has this cool style, and she's very artsy. So I feel like I'm a little basic. I hate to say it, but.
Not basic. She's a buffet.
7:21 with the morning reboot on Q105. Where can people find all the Trendy in Toledo content?
Yeah, we have an Instagram page just called Trendy in Toledo, and then all of our content runs on BCAN. So you can find it at BCAN Arts Instagram or Facebook as well, too.
How's Tim?
Tim's doing great.
Okay.
Yeah, I love Tim. I'm seeing him tonight. I'm excited.
I have to remind myself, like, of all the time I spend online and looking at social media stuff, there is no one's account more so than his, and I have to remind myself, this is just the highlight reel, because you would think all his posts are food, and I get it, 41 Nosh.
But oh my gosh, I thought you were talking about my dad at first, because my dad's name is Tim.
No!
So I'm like, what do you, my dad, because it's my mom's birthday, I'm like, I love
Tim.
Him.
And
I love
Terry
Tim
Tomasi.
McMahon, too.
Yeah,
but yes.
I have to remind myself, and I'm looking at all Tim's stuff. I'm like, this. He does other things besides eat because he should be like 340 pounds.
I know. I'm so jealous of his life. He just gets to eat all day, all this delicious food, and then he posts about it.
He probably sits at home lonely, smoking a cigar, or chain smoking in his one room, $420 a month hotel, or whatever. I don't know. All right. 7:22 with the morning reboot. A panel full of ladies is on the way. 7:35. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. That's new from Taylor, called The Archer. Floyd, we figured it out. We decoded it.
Yeah, like The Archer. Like The Archer, what does The Archer do? He shoots stuff, or they shoot stuff. And then she said, I've been the prey, and they shoot stuff back at her, and she takes the assault, but they see right through her. They see. This song is deep. I'm in. Go T Swizzle. It only took me, what, how many albums to be like, I like Taylor Swift?
Five? Six?
Six. This is her seventh.
But
so
I do
six.
Like Bad Blood and Love Story and that one song that I'll.
Look What You Made Me Do.
Boom, boom. Oh, I love that song so much.
Ready
Eric
for
hates
it.
I love that song.
Ready
That's
for
my
it.
Song. Boom, boom, boom.
Just how it goes. If you would like to go to the Zoo Brew this Friday night, you can call now and be a part of our panel full of ladies. We can talk about animals for one question. 419-240-1055. Call right now. You can be on the panel full of ladies and win the tickets for the zoo on Friday night. Jordan, do you loosely agree with Floyd at all on his depiction of that song?
I do.
You're
our
Taylor expert.
Loosely agree. She tightly agrees.
I do, yeah. She's just about learning herself to relationships and admitting that, like, yeah, I've been the problem too.
And also, this is going to be the video, every pop star has done it, where they're literally just singing, sitting in a chair, looking out a window, and it's raining. And the rain hits the window, and the shadows hit her face.
I'm going to cry if you're right. I'm going to freak out.
I was right on her last video, 130% right.
7:37, the morning reboot. Hi, Jody.
Hi.
We're down. We wanted to do a panel full of BCAN ladies, but Allie bailed on us today, so you better pick things
what?
Up. Okay. This is a friend of mine, Jody. Jody also works with our friends over at BCAN, BCSN. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
How's Scarlett and Dixie?
I had to lock them in a room so they wouldn't bark right now.
Scarlett and Dixie are two of the other wonderful lady dogs that that I appreciate having in my life.
And they love you too.
Good, I'm glad. All dogs love me. It's people I have problems with. All right, first question, Jordan, are you ready?
Ready.
What is your spirit animal and not person? That would be spirit person. What is your spirit animal?
I think I'm like a panda.
Really? How come?
Because I just want to sit there and eat all day.
You're an idiot. Okay. Jody.
She's honest.
What's your spirit?
I was actually going to say koala bear because they eat like 23 hours a day and they just kind of chill in a tree.
Okay. Do they eat that much? I don't.
Koala bears?
Yeah, I don't.
They could rip a tree apart in like 3 days.
Okay. We went with bears. Floyd, your spirit animal. Animal.
And I got animal. One. I've always said this is my spirit animal. No! A sloth.
Why? Because you want to sleep?
right. And they eat when necessary. And they only get down to pee like every week.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Become
one with your spirit animal,
right,
Jordan.
Right, clearly.
I give everyone credit for not saying horse or unicorn or something simple or basic.
Unicorn's not even a thing. Stop.
It can be a thing. Jordan, who was the most impactful teacher in your life?
Oh, man. I don't even... Can we pass on me? I don't even know. I can't remember.
Really?
I liked... I had an eighth grade teacher named Mrs. Thompson, who I really liked her.
Okay.
That's all I can really remember right now.
Do you know what she taught? You remember what she...
She... Well, I went to, like, a very small Catholic school, so she kind of taught basically everything except for, like, you know, the core classes, like music and science. But, yeah, I had her for everything else.
Mrs. Thompson.
Yeah.
Jody, most impactful teacher ever in your life?
Oh, man, I would have to say my college professor, Mrs. Klein at BG. I was going for marketing, and, like, I didn't want to do sales or anything like that, and I was like, hey, you know what? I would like radio. Why don't I just do that? She's like, you know what? Go for it. And I said, okay, cool. So I did.
Floyd, most impactful teacher?
I had a few, but the one that sticks out that made an impact on my soul, spirit, that I thought about, is Miss Fryman Reed from Whitmer High School. She's my science teacher. Hey, girl, hey.
Just like overall science or biology?
She was my biology teacher. And okay. Lord, was I not the greatest student, but she stuck by me.
Okay.
Don't me.
No, I said, oh.
I think I said,
No, I said, oh.
Jordan, name a sexy song.
Oh my gosh. We did this one time, didn't we?
I don't know.
I have no
idea.
But
your mom's listening. The pressure's on.
I don't. So probably something by The Weeknd. I'm just going to go with that. Whoa, I know.
That's
I know.
Good.
Even though you pulled that out of thin air, it's a great answer. It's
Thank
a great
you.
Answer.
Thanks, guys.
Jody, what's a sexy song? I know. Anything with cheese in it, right?
Well, of course. But, like, I'm saying, like, Usher's early years. Anything like that.
Floyd?
Usher's good.
Wow. Why would you put this on me? Ooh. Partition by Beyonce.
Oh. That's
yeah.
That's a good one.
All right. Last question with Jordan from BCAN and Trendy in Toledo. What's the most stressful thing in your life?
Probably my puppy. Honestly, and life's pretty good right now, so it's basically just my puppy, and she's not too bad.
And
but
how do you manage it or her?
I take her to doggy daycare, and she releases all of her energy there, and then I pick her up, and she's so tired up when they get home.
You take your stress and give it to someone else.
Yes, I'm like, take her, please.
Jody, I'm sure you have many answers for this. What's the most stressful thing in your life?
Well, right now, I mean, it's obviously puppy, too, because, you know, Jordan and I have both, you know, like 5, 6, 7-month-old dogs. But also trying to have a baby. It's been very, very difficult the last year, and it's just not getting any easier. So, you know, try to figure that whole thing out and, you know, do it before I, you know, get old and 40.
Hey, I'm 40.
I know.
I know, but I don't have to have a baby, thank God. Floyd, what's the most stressful thing in your life? Does it rhyme with Lana?
Yeah.
Your mom?
My mother. She's going through it right now. But she's going through it. She lost her sister, so...
Aww, yeah. Oh, yes, so, I'm sorry. I saw that. I'm so sorry.
It's just one of those things that, like, she's... My aunt would call my mom at every certain time of a day, and she's also... I wouldn't say stressed. Maybe she's just... She's going through the grieving process.
Sure.
And for me, it's stressful for me because I can never fill the void that my aunt left. So for me, I'm just like... I don't know what you want me to say, so I just listen. Mm-hmm. But then she's like, are you listening to me? I was like, I am.
What time did
I think I am.
What time did your aunt call her every day?
My mom gets off work around 8:45, 9:15, so anywhere between 9:30 and 10, my aunt will call my mom every day.
I'm willing to stay up a little bit late and call Donna each and every night and say...
No, in the morning.
Oh, in the morning?
And then they would go, like, do their little Walmart or, like, Target trips together.
I love
Donna
Target.
And
I'll go with her.
Yeah, me too. I'll call her.
Little stay-up club. Like, that was their thing. And they wouldn't buy anything. They would just walk around the store. I'm going to get emotional. But they would just walk around the store and just just talk to each other. And then by noon, my mom would call me and be like, can you believe what your aunt Tina said? And my aunt Tina would call my sister and be like, can you believe her damn mother? And I'm like, that was their relationship. So
Jody,
I think she misses that.
I love it.
Good to chat with you, buddy. Go get some cheese today, okay?
Heck yeah, it's on the plan.
Bye, Jody. 7:43 with the morning reboot. We've got entertainment on the way. It is such a light day with, like, both news and even entertainment stuff. We'll just talk about the 75 nonsense that's going to cause people, like, lots of headaches over the next couple of weeks. Jordan, we don't ever really talk about it because we don't watch it. Are you a Big Little Lies person?
No, I've never watched it.
I
so I'm sorry to let you guys down.
No. But see, that's the thing, though. Everyone watches it except people that I know.
Right, yeah.
Like, everyone knows someone who watches it, but then you're like, do you watch it? And they're like, no.
I heard... I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I heard it's fantastic, though, and everyone's like, you need to watch it. I'm like, okay, I will, and then I don't.
Floyd, that's a good point, maybe a good topic at some point. The show that you know that everybody watches, but you can't actually find someone who watches it.
Exactly.
We'll get to the season finale and maybe the series finale of that before 8 o'clock.
Picking it up, loving them, living, so we turn it up.
That's my favorite part.
You sound just like her.
That's my favorite part. I gotta stop it. Yeah.
Looks like her, too. Yeah.
I'm like Blariana Trinity. It's a black Ariana with whom
work,
bigger.
Work
so
on
Trinity.
7:57, the morning reboot.
See, there is. There's a reach. I got there.
Q105. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm, Pennsylvania. Hashtag SumPig. It's Eric and Floyd. Our friend Jordan from Trendy in Toledo and BCAN is here. Before we get to the Big Little Lies, Adam Sandler, Jordan?
Yes, what about him?
Yes, no?
I mean, I like some of his movies.
Okay. He's kind of got like a second career or renaissance now with all these Netflix things he's doing. He's put together quite a good cast for an upcoming Halloween-themed Netflix movie. It'll be Sandler with Maya Rudolph, Kenan Thompson, Kevin James, Julia Bowen, Steve Buscemi, Rob Schneider, Shaquille O'Neal, and more.
That sounds fantastic.
And the plot sounds interesting. The film follows Hubie Dubois, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, a man who is mocked by kids and adults alike in his hometown of Salem, Massachusetts, despite his deep love for the town and its legendary Halloween celebration. When something really is going bump in the night with this year's celebration, it's up to Hubie to save Halloween. Okay.
Yeah.
You had me until you read the plot.
Yeah, until you read the description. Hubie.
So we know that everybody watches Big Little Lies. We can't find anybody that actually says they watch it, though, right?
Well, people do.
The second season came to a close on HBO the other night, and the season two finale, which is also possibly the series finale, scored 3.1 million eyeballs. I'm doing the math on that.
Wait, so it's not coming back?
It might not.
I heard it was only supposed to be one season anyways, it got so much hype, they made a second one.
Okay.
The tally for the season, for the episode titled I Want to Know, is up almost 20% from the season one finale, which was the show's previous most watched because, they thought that was the end. The 9 o'clock airing of the finale was watched by around 2 million viewers, also a series high for the drama. So the 3.1 ads in HBO Go and now and on demand. Series stars has a great cast. Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Shailene Woodley, Laura Dern, Zoe Kravitz, and Meryl Streep. The second season, but let me jump ahead. Showrunner David E. Kelly and company have said there are no plans for another season of the show, but it's been said before, and look how that turned out, because there wasn't supposed to be a season two, and there it was. You want to do the Wesley Snipes story?
Oh, no, I was going to, because people got on his social media when they announced Mahershala Ali is going to be the new Blade. People were just like, how could you do this to Wesley Snipes? And he put out a statement. It just said, in the most Wesley Snipes thing he could say.
It's very arrogant.
Are you ready? To all the daywalkers losing their minds right now, chillax.
Do you know who Wesley Snipes is, Jordan?
I do not.
You don't.
Have you
know
seen
his
Wong
face.
Fu?
No.
He's not Zima Jackson.
You would know his face.
Okay.
But he played that role in the 90s and early 2000s and was great at it and wanted to continue playing it. So let's jump ahead to the part that happened on Saturday. Speaking to The Hollywood Reporter, after this weekend's San Diego Comic-Con, Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige, who's the godfather of all the Marvel movies, said that Mahershala Ali called the studio after winning the Oscar for his work on Green Book. And the quote, when Mahershala calls you, you answer. At the meeting, Ali came right out and said he wanted to do Blade. That was that. So he literally called up and was like, we're doing this, and he got a movie that doesn't have a date to come out yet.
Sorry.
By all means.
No. I was like, I didn't know the VMA nominations happened. Does anyone even still watch those?
No, I didn't know about that either.
I knew when I was going through websites this morning, it was buried. Do we care?
I mean, Video of the Year nominations, I'm kind of just like, really?
Who's on there for Video of the Year?
We have 21 Savage, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, Jonas Brothers, Lil Nas X, and Taylor Swift.
I want Lil Nas to win.
Every time there's an MTV...
Just Old Town Road. Sorry, just totally cut you off.
Every time there's an MTV something nominations come out, I always think, didn't they already do that award show? They all seem to run together now. We got to let you go. You got to run to work.
Yeah. Is that okay? Sorry, guys.
Yes. Tell Allie we're upset. She didn't come by.
I will let her know. She'll be here next time. I promise.
801, a very special, soon to be mega, mega popular guest. Maybe you already know who he is. You've seen him on TV. Maybe read about him in the paper. Jaden Reports is on with us next.
Q105 Studio, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance.
13 Q105. It's the morning reboot. We're glad you're here. So I've told you, Floyd, that I've had some cobwebs this morning. Uh-huh. I'm not totally focused. Now I'm on point because we are being critiqued and judged.
I love it. It's like a breath of fresh young air.
This is something. I can't promise how many more songs we're going to play for the rest of the hour, which we have to do because it's Eric, it's Floyd, and Jaden Reports is here. Good morning, Jaden.
Good morning.
And your dad, James, is here. Feel free to hop in if you'd like, Dad.
Good morning.
So you might have hopefully seen or heard about Jaden. Jaden's already done some co-anchoring, some co-hosting on 13ABC with Christian Brown, and you've been profiled in The Blade, and now you're growing your social media presence, and you're going to be the next mega news star here in Toledo. It's great to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How do I explain all this, Floyd? I don't know where to start.
He's like a news anchor prodigy.
Yeah.
That's how you do it, right there.
Jaden, how did you get so interested in being a news junkie and wanting to be a news personality and a journalist?
Well, watching the news, and it's quite the transition from going from watching the news to anchoring the news.
Right.
But I got interested by watching the news and meeting some reporters because I watch these people on TV every day, and then me meeting them may really make me think, well, should I really get into this? And really thinking it's so rewarding to get into that career's choice. So I started to look into it and got serious about it come basketball season, which was filming basketball games, getting highlights, and logging scores. And after basketball season ends, it's basically, all right, what story are you doing? So I just kind of went around the community doing different stories. And I kind of really got into it. And now the last couple months have probably been my best journalism years.
For sure.
Months. Months. It's been that long. Months in journalism.
You're amazing.
Nice.
Floyd, you're right.
I'm 36 and I have nothing to say.
Prodigy is
like legit, like.
Prodigy is the right word.
Give Jaden, him his Emmy now.
Jaden, nobody comes in here and intimidates me. Nobody. But I am trying to be at my best right now for you because you are something special.
Awesome.
Who are some of the reporters and local TV people that you met that really activated that interest?
First of all, Christian Brown really kept me inspired because really, after talking with reporters when I'm like the Mercy Nurse Strike, I talked to hundreds of reporters. So, what's her name? Amy Steigerwald at Channel 11. I talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
We're always covering that story. Jay Hanna at NBC 24. I met him at the Mercy Nurse Strike. So, yeah, those were a couple of the reporters who were all around our area that I met while covering these strikes and events.
You said you watch TV news, and I threw that question as we were talking on Instagram because I wanted to make sure we both know what we're going to talk about. And I mentioned it's how do you keep young people interested in news? Because a lot of people, even mm-hmm. people our age, will follow it online as opposed to sitting down for a newscast. So you were watching the TV newscasts?
Yes, I was watching the TV newscast. And one thing I think that really keeps people interested is when the news is interactive, because nobody wants to just sit down and watch the news and go home. People really want to interact with the news. So basically the use of social media and kind of putting polls out there, because mm-hmm. I know in a lot of our local stations I've been doing that, putting out polls, see what other people want to think, and just having a great digital team and social media team can really make a difference.
He's so articulate. I'm so mad. I'm about to just walk out the studio.
This is
you are awesome.
Thank you.
I still have some questions I want to ask Jaden, but if you'd like to interview us,
wow,
we would be honored.
It's like sitting here with a young I can't think of like news people right now off the top of my head because you just.
Peter Jennings.
Like Peter Jennings, Gayle King. Like, just, I'm sitting here, I'm just like, I just took my computer off. But I was like, what?
Jane, let me ask you this. What about TV news and TV journalism and reporting has gotten your attention as opposed to what most kids your age like to do? And it's just hop on Twitter and YouTube and try to build a following. What about the traditional path has you interested?
So something that had me interested, of course, was writing, because journalism has a lot of writing, and many people think journalism is just writing, but there's more aspects to it. But I was always interested in writing. That's my thing, is writing. So I kind of got into writing and news writing, and I kind of did a lot of articles, so kind of writing articles and things
like
that.
What do you like to write about?
I like to write about local politics. I like to write investigative pieces. I kind of do a variety of things. But
how did you get into this?
Well, let's just say, you know, I don't even know how I got into writing, but I kind of just got into journalism through writing. That was kind of my pathway in there. And then also just watching those other TV reporters.
You're 11. Most kids who want to write when they're 11 are writing about the new Blade character or Spider-Man, and you're writing about politics?
Yeah, I guess that's the case.
At 11, I wanted like a Super Nintendo. At 36, I want a Nintendo Switch. Like, that's insane.
So, Jaden, what about the politics and kind of like the boring minutia? Like, you do you go to every city council meeting?
Not every single council meeting, but last night's meeting really left an impression on me for going to future city council meetings. I did go overtime, and I'm not going to say how long overtime. Let's just say overtime. And I kind of got a little bit good sound bites there, but yeah, I don't go to every council meeting, and I'm sure this won't be my last. So,
Jane, you know that there are like adults in this community, like your dad and like us, who pay taxes, and we don't go. You couldn't pay us to sit through these council meetings. Yes. They're boring. It's a bunch of adults arguing about a lot of minutia and taxes. Mm-hmm. What is interesting about it to an 11-year-old?
Well, one thing I heard at a city council meeting yesterday was about a sign and the height of it.
Okay.
So, you know, that's all about zoning, and that's how our city looks organized, but we probably spent about 10 minutes talking about the height of a sign.
Okay.
But, you know, those are important city issues. So we discussed it and went through that, and we had a whole lot of other things on the agenda, but, you know, just what really keeps me going through those council meetings are kind of the main issues that really affect our community.
You know, you're kind of dodging my question, right?
Which was your...
What about the height of a sign is interesting to you as opposed to... Oh. Yeah.
Well, trust me, I'm going to be honest, it wasn't.
Okay. But,
it wasn't, trust me. The height of a sign does not interest me, but...
Let me throw maybe the answer at you, and you can tell me if I'm on the right path. You find it interesting and maybe even fun to transmit news from the source out to people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like we talked about, I don't want to go sit in those things, and we need somebody to get us that news. Like, we don't know the hard work that goes into asking questions of politicians and people who make news, and you want to do that.
Yeah, definitely, because it's really important, because, you know, nobody wants to just see all the other unimportant stuff at the last minute in the meeting. So basically what I try to do is I try to provide live updates while I'm there. So, but the cellular connection inside the council chambers is horrible, so I would have to run outside government center to get that information out. But, you know, it's worth it, though.
That's, I'm just thinking, like, at 11 years old, like, do you run into, like, with your friends that, like, they want to play, and you're like, no, I have to go. I'm working.
I have a story to cover.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you? Because I remember when I was younger, I've always wanted to work in radio, and I had, like, my mom bought me this soundboard, and I would just sit in my mom's basement and play. And, like, my cousins and my sisters and my friends were like, come outside and play. I'm like, no, I'm busy. I'm making my own little radio shows. Like, do you run into problems like that? Like, your friend's like, hey, come out, let's go to the park. You're like, actually, I'm gonna be downtown at, like, noon.
No, I haven't run into that problem yet. I'm just going to say yet. but no, I haven't really had problems with that.
Okay.
My schedule's good.
I love this kid.
Does your dad keep your schedule or do you keep it? Who keeps your schedule?
Well, kind of. It's really when I make my schedule, it's a lot of negotiation with me and my grandma, because she's the one driving around the city. but, you know, when we're driving around the city, I basically have to make sure that it aligns with her schedule, that she doesn't have a doctor's appointment or a bill to pay. So usually my schedule works pretty well. But today I know I have a couple stories today, and I'm looking forward to that. So
okay. I want to know, can you hang out a little bit longer? Dad, can you hang?
Yes.
Okay, I want to ask you about those stories. I want to ask about who pays for all this stuff. I'm absolutely awestruck. In fact, I want to talk to Christian Brown and Amy and Jay and see if they were as awestruck in meeting you as I absolutely... Do I look different now?
No, but this is the first time since, like, December I'm at loss for words. Like, I'm just like...
I know. We're stuttering and stammering.
Jaden on the morning reboot now.
When an investigative reporter comes in, we're hanging out a little bit longer. It's great to have time with you. Jaden... should I do Jaden Reports with your last name? How do you like to be introduced?
Either way works best. Jaden Reports, Jaden Jefferson, either way.
Jaden Jefferson, Jaden Reports. That's a good name. It's a good investigative reporter name. More with Jaden next here on the Morning Reboot.
Some crazy middle-class Salidoans.
Okay, maybe it's like not as good.
The Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Back to the show. It's Eric and Floyd and the LeBron James of news people. His name is Jaden Jefferson, 11 years old. Mommy Valley.
Yes.
Dad's here. Dad, if you could climb closer to the microphone. I'm guessing you pay for all this stuff because he's got a full rig.
Yes, we do, and happily do so. So he's whatever he needs to do, we support him 100%. So when your kid is passionate about things like that, mm-hmm. that's positive in particular, yeah, we support it 100%.
If you've seen Jaden, I think people really got familiar with you on a hole in our area from covering the Mercy Strike, and you were covering the Mercy Strike. Has any piece of equipment so far, Dad James, has he come to you with, and you're like, it costs how much?
No, not really. You know, he, unlike us, he pretty much got everything that he wants, you know. Okay. He's one of those kind of kids that I used to didn't like growing up because, you know, with six of us in the household.
Mm, right.
But he has pretty much everything he wants, and lately it's not as expensive as it used to be.
Good. Yeah, I guess it is a lot easier because as long as you've got a phone, in a sense, you've got a mobile studio.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And also when you're focused, as like you clearly are, you as a kid, you want this, you want that, you want this.
Right.
You're all over the place. So like when you're like centrally located, like you have tunnel vision or something, you're kind of just like, I just want this to elevate this craft. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's not like he's all over the place asking for stuff.
James, Jaden, you can both answer this, but have you gone much harder at this career that you want over the summertime with school being out? Yeah?
Yes, absolutely. Because he has more time to dedicate to it. So
did you give him the talk, or how, as a parent, will you manage his eagerness to continue to do this once September rolls around? But there's going to be breaking news at 11 o'clock in the morning, but he's at school.
Sure.
How do you manage that in his head?
He just has to know. And in his last interview that he did with Scott Sands, one thing he does know is that school and homework comes first. You know, so right now, I think it's going to go into something even bigger internationally, probably, you know, because the passion is there. And if you're spending 8 hours a day doing what you love to do, you can't help but to be successful. I don't care what it is that you do, you know. So, but yes, he knows school is going to come, you know, and like I said, he still covers stories in the evening and on the weekends. He ran his nanny, we call her, his grandmother around all weekend long when school was in. But now it's an everyday thing. And as far as the schedule goes, most of the time we find out when I get an alert on my phone what he's reporting out. So that's usually how it works.
You're getting alerts from your son about that's wild.
The same time everybody else is getting it.
Jaden, what's your favorite kind of story to cover?
I would have to say it would have to be investigative and political pieces, because politics it's a wide spectrum, and you get to see a lot of good stuff when you cover in politics. I mean, when I mean really good stuff, I mean going to a council meeting. And not all the parts of a council meeting are highlights, but you will get some pretty good discussions during those council meetings. And investigative pieces, I really like to uncover stuff and have those good, juicy, exclusive stories.
Ooh. I'm sorry, Floyd. I just want to say, how can people follow you? Social media stuff?
On Instagram and Twitter, it's Jaden Reports Now. And on my Facebook page, it's Jaden Jefferson. And my YouTube is also Jaden Reports Now.
God, I have so many questions.
I do too. I'm just
here all day. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you said you had a busy day today. Is there something sticking out your head that you're just like, I can't wait to get to that?
Toledo police are having a recruiting event today.
Okay.
And I'm just excited to see some of the other stuff that they're doing, because I covered an event where I got to shoot a taser. That was great.
Cool.
So
finally, there's a kid in there.
That's awesome.
The 11-year-old comes out shooting a taser.
Yeah.
You are something.
Because the event was, the TPD was launching new tasers. Oh, yeah, that's exciting. It's exciting until you actually get to shoot one. So I got to shoot that taser, and it was well, interesting. It's loud. It sounds like a bullet. I'm just shooting that, and I kind of got it on video thanks to Jay Han at Channel 24 for filming it for me. So,
what's a dream event that you'd like to cover globally, or like a larger than life event, like a presidential inauguration? Does that grab you?
Oh yeah, I know Elizabeth Warren's visiting Toledo next
Monday.
Week at Scott Sands. At Scott Community Cap. Park,
right, Scott Park.
And I just want to cover that. That seems like something great to interview a presidential candidate.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride on his coattails. Nice.
He's been in the politics pretty tough, probably since 8. We were watching the national debates, you know, presidential mm-hmm. debates and all of that. And even when I wasn't watching them, I'd come in and he'd be watching them. So everybody's intrigued that he's really knows so much about politics.
Like
I mean, all the
him.
Candidates. Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, he just took to it immediately.
The word wow. is esoteric, and I mean that in a very complimentary way. And I find it so utterly fascinating that you find that stuff so fascinating. You're a wonder.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're
That's
welcome.
Amazing, because as adults, like, I'm guilty of it. Like, I see a politician on the screen, I go click. Like, I'm just like, I don't even want to hear what you're yelling at me right now. Like, that's, it's in that, hats off to you. Like, you give hope for me. Like, someone who's, like, getting older and you're just young and youthful and, like, you have this passion that, like, I feel like I've not seen in a kid in forever. And I don't even want to call you a kid, even though you are. But, like, you just have this, there's this maturity level to you that I'm just like, I want to kick my adult friends out and just like, I just want to hang out with you.
I mean it. This has to be what it was like watching LeBron James play middle school basketball.
Don't forget us when you get your Emmys.
Oh, no problem. Okay. I will not forget.
Or,
trust me.
Or call us, Dad James, after Northwestern and their middle school sends the letter to him. I mean, this is Doogie Howser stuff right here.
Like, it's inspiring. You're inspiring. Like, I'm a grown man, and you are inspiring me to be a better human. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
James, how do you deal with this? Because this is different, and I'm sure with the onslaught of media attention locally and whatever else is to come, and I think there will be more to come. How there are you is. Dealing with it?
Very well. Like, it's, you know, we spoke a little off mic earlier. To me, he's been this way ever since he came out the womb. You know, I look at his pictures now, him and his brother, and it just seems like he has this far off, distant look, like he's really, at 1 and 2 years old.
Right.
And I would tell the wife, I says, man, I said, look at this. You know, I mean, you could just tell something special. So from day one, I mean, kindergarten, all his teachers and principals, they all say, you know, during parent teacher conference, I remember him telling him, saying, hey, when you get grown like your parents, come back and see me if I'm still living, because I want to know what it is that you're going to do.
Yeah.
So he's been from wanting to be a motivational speaker to a business owner.
We're motivated.
To a preacher to
right.
I mean, meteorologist, you know, I mean, and what when he jumps in, he jumps in with both feet. But yeah. Like I said, this in particular, I knew he was going to be something internationally. I just didn't have any idea that this would be it, but he's more passionate about this than anything
else. Sure, and the hard work, we can clearly see that there as well. Last question again, Jaden Jefferson, we'll get to all the things you need to follow so you can stay up to date on news, because this is the future of news here, of news here locally. What's something, and Dad, you can answer this as well. I would never ask this question of an 11-year-old, but you're a different kind of 11-year-old. What's a weakness that you're aware of that you'd like to work on, or something that you know you need to get better at?
I would definitely have to say, when I'm talking, I don't know if you people hear it in my stories, but literally when I'm doing a voiceover or something, mm-hmm. I will say and this, that, and other so many times while shooting a story. And if you probably seen the stories, it comes out when you watch it, it looks good.
Right.
The voiceover, I probably spent a million times trying to record a voiceover from a public meeting at a library. So I would definitely say working on my voiceover skills and really trying to work with those transitions.
Dad, what would you say?
I would say his thoughts, they kind of go before his words. He'll speak so fast. He knows what we're saying, you know, but you got to kind of slow it up. And we tell him that, you know, mm-hmm. like, we know, you know what you want to say, but yep. you need to slow it up so other people can hear what you're trying to say.
I'm exactly the same way. I do a lot of public speaking, and you, to me, it's all about preparation.
Yes.
And even though I know that it's up here in my head, and I know that I can spit it out, sometimes I think, you know, bullet points are always good. And another thing that somebody told me several years ago, when you're doing public speaking, or if you're doing it off the cuff, or you got to do it live like that,
yes.
and no editing, nobody really knows what you're going to say, and that's the good part. So while we know we might screw up and we might be hard on ourselves, the audience or the viewer or the listener doesn't know.
Yeah. So. Because definitely when you're going live, don't ever use a script. Don't ever use a script. I mean, I just use bullet points. Just try to hit some points that you want to say, the main points. Don't exactly write it, because you're not going to keep looking down. Once you're live, you forget about everything you thought about 5 seconds ago. Mm-hmm. So definitely just, you know, have your main points that you want
to
get out.
There used to be, when I was younger growing up, there would be on-air personalities, and they'd write stuff down. And I'd have bosses say, what happens if that paper blows away while you're lost? Or what happens if your your phone goes to black while you're reading. Right. And if there's one thing that I could leave you with, even though I feel like you should be giving me advice, I would say always be who you are. Always be genuine and authentic. I think your dad is closer to our age than we are your age, where we saw an era of larger-than-life things. And part of the reason the president got elected, like him or hate him, he says what's on his mind, and he is authentic. Yeah. And authenticity is very important in the current time that we're in.
Yeah, because I learned this from watching a lot of journalism videos and looking and really learning from this stuff. And being a sports reporter, they said this for a sports reporter. Don't be a different person as a sports reporter, because the viewers will notice if you're acting 100% different than when you were walking down the street.
James, enjoy your early retirement.
And, I'm counting on it.
Jaden, it was as pleasurable as an interview or some time meeting a person as I can remember in a long time to meet you. Jaden Jefferson, where should everybody go watch you and follow you?
To follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, it's Jaden Reports Now and Jaden Jefferson on Facebook.
I need to go take... If I smoked, I would go smoke a cigarette right now.
I have nothing to say.
Q105. I'm at a party. 8:58, final couple of minutes here as we hang out on Q105, the morning reboot brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. It's Eric and Floyd Peapod's in next for Russ Ryder. Later on this morning, that is. There is no other day that I could more strongly encourage you to get today's podcast, to get a podcast episode, because we got to visit with Jaden Jefferson. Jaden Reports a little while ago. He was with us in the beginning of the 8 o'clock hour. The podcast will be posted right before 10 o'clock. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. Can I do a quick preview of the bit we were going to do?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have time because I wanted to keep talking to Jaden. So, Mr. Rogers quote or nah? He's been kind of pop culture, return to pop culture the last couple of days.
He's never
because
left.
You're right in a way, but the Tom Hanks trailer hit. So he's obviously known for his generosity, his authenticity, his kindness, and he is. Every now and then you'll see a Mr. Rogers quote that'll get a little viral. Mm-hmm. People will share it. So let me give you a couple here, and you can tell me Mr. Rogers' quote or nah.
Nah, okay.
The greatest gift you ever give is your honest self. Mr. Rogers' quote or nah?
That's Mr. R.
How do you know?
I've heard it before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is a Mr. Rogers' quote. Well done.
He was like my dad.
Kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see.
Oh, that sounds like a Mr. Rogers quote.
Kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. Mr. Rogers quote or not? You go, Mr.
I'm going to say nah. Should have went with my gut.
Correct. That's Mark Twain.
Oh, okay.
Try to get some of that tomorrow. Ashley will be here with us on a throwback Thursday. Text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get the podcast.